This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-udwan illa ala al-zalimeen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Alhamdulillah. Tonight, actually, I wanted to share some of the benefits of this phrase that we repeat so often, that is loaded with so much benefit. Alhamdulillah. We talked about some of the means in which we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, and we said the first one, at-tawassul ila Allah bil-iman. Rabbana innana amanna. Oh Allah, we believe. Our Lord, we believe. But we know that the very first way that the Quran starts is alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think that there are two things that I want us to actually take home. Number one, how merciful is Allah that the best dua is the one that comes most natural to the Muslims. You'll find that many Muslims who don't say anything but Assalamu alaikum, the other thing that they incorporate in their conversation much is Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in an authentic hadith from Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala alayhi salatu wassalam, afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah wa afdalu du'a alhamdulillah. The hadith of Jabir radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best form of remembrance is la ilaha illallah, and the best du'a, the best supplication is alhamdulillah. It is the best form of du'a, to the point that some of the pious predecessors, they used to say that we would say alhamdulillah because it is thana, it's praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we found that it covered anything that we would have wanted to ask Him for anyway. So the blessing of saying alhamdulillah would cover anything that we would want to ask our Lord for anyway. It's the best form of dua, the best form of praise. And another narration from Al-Aswad ibn Sari' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, also authentic, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna rabbaka yuhibbul hamd. Your Lord loves praise. And something that you can incorporate in any dua, and in fact it should be at the beginning of any dua that you use, alhamdulillah. You could praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just with alhamdulillah. You could praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and incorporate in that praise His names and His attributes. You could praise Him for some of His doings. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzal al-kitab. All praises be to the one who revealed the book. All praises be to the one alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Allahumma laka alhamdu anta nuru as-samawati wal-ard wa man fihin. Wa laka alhamdu anta qayyumu as-samawati wal-ard wa man fihin. Many of these du'as, right? Where, oh Allah, to You belongs all praise. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the maintainer of the heavens and the earth. And there are some beautiful narrations in this regard about how loaded this phrase actually is, alhamdulillah. And I want you to just kind of say it to yourself, inshallah, as I'm speaking. There's a beautiful narration from Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And those of you who understand Arabic, I'm actually going to ask someone to try to give me the explanation from how you understand it. Qala alayhi salatu wassalam, ma an'ama Allahu ala abdin ni'ma. Allah does not bless a servant with a ni'ma, with a blessing. فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, and he responds with الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا كَانَ الَّذِي أَعْطَاهُ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا أَخَذْ, except that which he gave is better than that which he took. Does anyone know what that means? Very good. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that if Allah blesses you with a blessing and you say alhamdulillah, what you gave of alhamdulillah is better than the blessing you were thanking Him for in the first place. Meaning, the blessing of saying alhamdulillah is even better than the blessing that caused you to say alhamdulillah. And that's from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more narration from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Al-Hakim. And it is a beautiful narration. Now we know the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has chosen four words over all other phrases. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. These four phrases are the seeds of Jannah. These four phrases have been chosen above all phrases. You can incorporate these in any dua. and never run out from them. Okay? But in this narration, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man kabbara wahida kutiba lahu 20 wa muhiyat anhu 20." Whoever says Allahu Akbar one time, everyone say Allahu Akbar. It's not a fundraiser. It's okay. I'm not asking for money. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah will write for you 20 good deeds and erase 20 sins." Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Man sabbaha wahida kutibat lahu 20 wa muhiyat anhu 20." And whoever says Subhanallah one time, Allah will write down for him 20 and Allah will erase 20. Everyone say Subhanallah. Good. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Waman hamida wahida," and whoever says Alhamdulillah one time, "Kutibat lahu 30 wa muhiyat anhu 30." Allah will write down for him 30 good deeds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove 30 sins. So you say Alhamdulillah. And Alhamdulillah is the best form of dhikr that you could have, the best form of dua that you could have, and a person should be regular with it. And the blessing that you're thanking Allah for is not equal to the blessing of what that Alhamdulillah yields. And the Alhamdulillah that you say to calm yourself, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to put things in perspective, all of it is not like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the scale. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be frequent with these du'as and allow these athkar, these forms of remembrance, to be heavy on our scale on the Day of Judgment. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.